Artful Communications Keynote Speaker Commencement Address. Thank you for inviting me to be your graduation speaker. It really is an honor for all of us as a community to be with you as we celebrate your academic achievements. Today, we not only come together to applaud your success, this is also a celebration of your family's achievements and their support. Today is a proud day for all. We should take a moment to celebrate and thank our teachers, our administrators, our staff. Our teachers literally change the world. They change you. They change me. I still need to thank them adequately for that. I hope all of you, as you move on, will continue to share your lives with the faculty and staff that made a difference to you. I hope you all realize that what you were getting when you asked me to be your guest speaker. I have to admit, my first impulse was to Google every other graduation speech ever written and then ask everyone what they thought. And then I stopped, simplified my thoughts, and reflected on the things that I wish I had known when I was sitting in your chair many years ago and listening to my fair share of commencement speeches. I came up with two messages. The first, a lesson learned. The second, a hope for what I consider to be a special group of students. So my lesson learned is that you can benefit from straying away from the path you set for yourself. Everyone will tell you, have goals, figure out the steps needed to reach those goals. But if I did that, I probably wouldn't be addressing you now. When I was very young, I came to India essentially for the first time. And I found the question I wanted to spend my life addressing, my passion. And that was how to resolve why some countries are rich and others are poor. That was it in its purest form. Somewhere along the way, I got sidetracked. So I buried my question because I became so caught up with questions I am still unable and unprepared to answer. Things like what I was going to do with my life, what was I trying to be, trying to put myself into a bucket or a category to apply a label. I was a development person at heart. I was going to be out in the field collecting primary data. Okay, admittedly, not the usual career goal, but there you go. And at least at first, I was doing that. And then I found that I didn't get the scholarship I needed to continue my studies at the university and go out into the field. But it was later that same day I found out I had a job offer from Goldman Sachs, an investment bank, which probably was on the other side of the spectrum of anything you could get from my stated job objective. But you know what? That job, which at that point I couldn't fully appreciate, was a turning point in my life. Not only because it handed me an incredible learning opportunity, but it would enable me to answer my passion question. By studying at Goldman Sachs, economics, finance, I would gain some insight into what leads one nation to be poor and another wealthy. A second thing that I learned is this: that disappointment of not getting a scholarship turned into the position at Goldman Sachs, which in turn led me to study my passion question, understanding the difference between wealthy and poor nations. So don't look at things like disappointment as a missed opportunity, because there will be a new opportunity that you don't realize right around the corner. Take that with you as you go forward. Thank you very much.